Vayter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes. Beginning on the very top of the page, second line. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Ovid Kocham, Shosik Vator, Chayv Misa, a guy who learns Torah, he's Chayv Misa, Shanemar Torah, Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha, as it says, that is an inheritance. This is an inheritance for who? Says Gemara, Lana Morasha, V'lo Lahem. For us, it's inheritance, not them. Says Gemara, V'lichshuv Gabi Shavim Mitzvahs. Why isn't it counted as one of the Shavim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? And for the Gemara, because Man Dami Morasha, according to one who explains Torah Tziva Lanu Morasha, Torah Tziva Lanu Morasha, it's inheritance. Then Migzal Kogazila, he's stealing, and we already have that as one of the Shavim Mitzvahs. Man Dami Meorasa, Dashin Zid as Torah Tziva Lanu Meorasa. Moshe Be'orasa, that it's like a betrothed, we are engaged to it. So then we say Dina Kenai Murasa Debeskila. We know that's an ish that's already part of the Shav Mitzvahs right there. May Sve Fact the Gemara. Really, it's a bad thing for a guy to learn Torah. But how you Rabbi Meir Omer Minayin Shafilovi Kachom Rosik B'Torah Shuka Kohen Gadol. A guy who goes to learn Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. Shemar Shoyaso Samadam V'Chay Bem. The pasuk says they should do them and live by them. Kohanim Levi Misraim Lo Omer. It doesn't say Ashayaso Sam. It says, Adam, the Chaybehem, Ella, Ha Adam, Halamanata, Shafil over Kachav, Mosik, Batora, Hareu, Kakoin Gadol. Even if it's a guy who's going to be Torah, he's considered like a Kohen Gadol. Now, just as a side point, not a side point, but Rashi points out that don't we say that when it says Ashayasa Ha'adam, we know that Yisrael Kurum Adam mean Umasalam Kurum Adam, so doesn't that mean that's a Jew right there? Says Rashi, Rabbi Meir, Deles Le Atem Kurim Adam, Beloved Kacham Kurim Adam. He doesn't paskin like that. Rabbi Shimon, he did Dar Shalom Sachs Yavamas. It's Rabbi Shimon who passes like that, who says like that in Daf Samachal from Yavamas. So in any event, isn't this a good thing to learn Torah? She's going to know, Hasam Shav Mitzvahs did. What does it mean? It's, you're like Kohen Gadol. Those who are Osik in the halachos of the Shav Mitzvahs to become Bekim in them, says Rashi, that's where you're going to be going to look at Kohen Gadol. But not to learn other Torah, then you're going to be Chayv Misar. Not only is it Eiver Menachai, but also there's something called Dam Menachai. It's also part of the Isser. You know, Shav Mitzvah says Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Ach Basa Benafsho Damo Lo Sochelu. Right, the pasuk says that Basa Benafsho Damo Lo Sochelu. You can't have the dam. Says Rashi, but old Nafsho Kayama Kayames Lo Sochel Zeu Eivim Melechai. When it's still the nefesh is Kayam there, so you don't eat. That's Eivim Melechai. Rashi says V'Damo L'Drash Achrina. L'Mishra Eivim Melechai D'Shiratzim. Kidu L'Kamu B'Shmaitim. Right, then there's something called Damo Eivir Menachai Vesheretz. That's something which is going to be okay. Back into the Gemara. So Tanya Rabbanan Achbas Menafshu Damo Lo Yisrael Schil Ze Eivir Menachai. Yochanan Ben Gamliel Omer Af Hadam Menachai. Says Gemara, my time in Derby Yochanan Ben Gamliel. Why is it that he? What's the reason? Because Kari Bay Basa Benafshu Lo Sochel and Damo Benafshu Lo Sochel, right? Because that whole pasuk says, Ach Ach Basa Benafshu Damo Lo Sochelu. So it's Ach Basel Benafsel Schil and Dama Benafsel Schil. So that's in both of those things are going to be a problem. Rabbanan, what about the Tanakama? So what do they say? Ahu Lemishre Shratzim Udasa. No, that's coming to Matir Shratzim. Kayotze Bedavar Ata Omer. Similarly, you can say that Rak Chazak Lebetia Chol Adam Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. The pasuk says only be careful not to eat the blood because the blood is the soul. And right, and it finishes off by saying, and you can't eat the soul with the flesh, right? Which is coming to tell you that a yid is also to eat Eivir Menachai. But because of the smicha, because of the hekesh to the iser against eating blood, it also teaching the iser against blood in the beginning of the pasuk is talking specifically to blood that's taken from a live animal. Skip this parenthesis, Rabbanan. What do they say, Rabbanan? About the hekesh, the two things next to each other. Hahu ledama kasha shenishama yotze bo hu da'asa. That pasuk is coming to tell us about blood of hakaz, of bloodletting, with the neshama yotze, that the soul goes out, is going to be usher to go ahead for a Yisrael to go ahead and partake of. Now, why is it you have to teach this iser by this concept? Right, we said that both Jews and Bnei Noach are also to have Eivir Menachai. And the Gemara will say, why do you need two different Yisurim for that? Why do you have to repeat it by Bnei Noach? Why do you have to repeat it by Har Sinai? Kedu Rabbi Yosi Rab Chanina, Dam Rabbi Yosi Rab Chanina, Kol Mitzvah Shenemer LeBnei Noach VeNishneis B'Sinai, any mitzvah that's written for a Ben Noach, and then it's repeated again Har Sinai, Lazeh V'Lazeh Nemra. That means that it's meant for both of them, for Yidin and for non-Jews. LeBnei Noach V'Lo LeNishneis Sinai. What happens if it says B'Nenoch and it's not repeated Har Sinai? Then what, who's it for? Li Yisrael Nemra V'lo L'B'Nenoch. Then it's only for Jews and not for B'Nenoch, which intuitively would have said the opposite, but okay, and we'll explain. V'anu Ein Lanu Ela Gid HaNasha, and we only have, what's the example of that, of something that is L'B'Nenoch and it's not mentioned at Sinai? That is an example of Gid HaNasha. V'alib Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rashi brings down, explaining the situation over there, that we know that the pasuk says, "Al kein lo yochu b'nei Yisrael's ger anasha." After Yaakov has a fight with the Malach over there, and he hits him in the ger anasha, and hits him on the hip over there, on his leg and his thigh, and he ends up. We say over there now it's going to usher to have the ger anasha. Now, Yehuda says that they were also over there to take it, and it's before Matan Torah. Therefore, they're no akats, right? The B'nei Noach. And that's an example of something that's given to B'nai Noach and not repeated at Sinai. And therefore he's saying, even Rabbi Yehuda is saying only Jews are going to be outside of B'nai Noach, but not B'nai Noach, because this is something that was on, as the pasuk says, B'nai Yisrael. So according to him, this Isser is an example of what we just said over here that's given to B'nai Noach, but not repeated at Sinai. But this is a Gemara in Chulin. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda over there, and they say that Yaakov's sons are actually not outside to eat it immediately after it. What happened was is that Ad Har Sinai was given, and then Moshe brought the whole story of Yaakov Avinu, and what happened over there, that because that's going to be us at the Ger Anasha. So according to the Chachamim, since B'nai Noach were never us at the Ger Anasha, you don't even need to teach us this second principle over here. Okay, next. Amar Mar. Let's explain this. Kol mitzvah shenemar l'B'nai Noach, finishes b'Sinai. Anything is given to B'nai Noach and then repeated again at Sinai. L'zev l'zenemar, that's what applies to both of them. Says Gemara, Adarabah, just the opposite. B'denishnes b'Sinai, the fact that it was repeated at Sinai, l'Yisrael nemar v'lo B'nai Noach, then we should think that it means it's only for B'nai Yisrael and not for B'nai Noach. It says Gemara, no, maybe the Isa of Avodas Kochavim b'Sinai, since we have the Isser of Avodas Zara, right? That's lo yulachal u'mechir melponai, v'ashkon da'anash of the Kochavim milavai, and we find that. That people that are goyim are going to be also for this. Shema mina, it's also for them to going to be punished. Shema mina lezeh ulezeh nemra, right? That comes to teach us that this type of thing was for this one and for that. That was for B'nai Noach and for B'nai Yisrael. The B'nai Noach v'lo nishneis b'sinai liyisol nemra v'lo B'nai Noach. Let's say some B'nai Noach is not repeated at Sinai, then it's for only for B'nai Yisrael and not for B'nai Noach. Says the Gemara, Adarabah, I would have thought the opposite. M'dolo nishneis b'sinai, the fact that it didn't repeat at Sinai, the B'nai Noach nemra v'lo Yisrael, that means it's for the Goyim and not for the Yidden. Says the Gemara, Leka l'midam liyisol shayu lo v'chav maser. No, we don't have such a thing as something's going to be usher for mutter for a Goy and usher for a mutter for a Yid and usher for a Goy. We don't find that. There's a Gemara, hello, really? There's no Isser that's for Ben Noach that doesn't apply to a Yid? For Yifas Torah, what about Yifas Torah? Right? It's Usser for a Ben Noach to do it, but it's Mutter for a Yisrael to do it. There's no Hosham Mishum Delav B'nei Kivushinu. B'nei Noach, it's also for them because they are not B'nei Kibush. They don't go and they don't conquer, says Rashi. What does that mean? Lo nasna eretz lekibush kiim li Yisrael. It's only given for Yidden to come to be kovish. Sha'afli Yisrael lohutu yifas toar ela b'milchama ayide kibush. Only through that type of circumstance. Therefore, this doesn't apply. In fact, the Gemara v'arei pachos mishava pruta. What about the case of pachos mishava pruta that we know that a guy is going to be killed on, but a Yid is not? It says no. Hasa mishum d'la b'nei mechila ninu. A Yid also there's responsibility for it. It's aser. Just we're mochel it, but they're not b'nei mechila, therefore they end up getting killed for it. Says Gemara, Kol mitzvah shenemar l'B'nai Noach v'nisu b'Sinai, anything that's said b'nei Noach and repeated at Sinai, lazel lazel nemra, it's given over to both of them. Beep, turn the page. Nun tesam abeis. Vare mila, what about b'nei mila? Shenemra b'nei Noach, it's said to a b'nei Noach, right, Avram Avinu was a Ben Noach, right? There were no Yidden yet. There were no Nevi Sinai yet. So, Dechsev, Atas, Brisi, Tishmor, it says, and now my covenant you shall keep. And that was given to Avram Avinu and to his descendants afterwards. And there were Ben Noach before the Torah was given. Vinishneis, B'Sinai, and it was repeated at Sinai. Ubayomishmini Yimol, and on the eighth day you shall Yimol, the Yisrael, never for little Ben Noach. But it's meant only for the Yisrael, not for Ben Noach. So you see over here that even something that was said before and then was Nishneis doesn't end up being that it's for both of us. It's only for the Yidden. It says, why not? Hu Lemishe Shabbos Hadassah. That pasuk in our scene is only coming to Matthew to do it on Shabbos. Really, it's only to the Ben Noach, which means that when the sinner happens, it's only for Bnei Yisrael. And the fact that it's repeated is to tell us that you're actually allowed to do it on Shabbos as well. By Yom Vafilu B'Shabbos. That's the pasuk where it says on the day, and that means to tell you that even if that day is Shabbos. So that's Gemara Vare Piri Rivi. What a Piri Rivu. Shemar Bnei Noach. The Chsiv Atem Piri Rivu. It says Bnei Noach Piri Rivu. Vanishes V'Sinai. It's repeated our Sinai. Lechem Olam Shuvah Lechem Leolechem. Go to your tents and do Piri Rivu. You saw them Rivu Bnei Noach. But it was meant only for Yid and not for Bnei Noach. Oh, even though it was repeated twice, so you think it's for both. Answers, no, you see, it's not like that. It says, no, lahu, lachol davar sheba minyan tzarech minyan acher latiru dasa. Now that's coming to teach you another idea. And that is that anything that was a davar sheba minyan, that is a Bnei Yisrael, was by Har Sinai, they had to separate from their wives, and then Hashem said, okay, now you can go back to your wives. Says Rashi, lo nishneis b'sinai ella, is that repeated as a, like halach of sorts, ella, mepnei sha'asir lahem tashmin shlosh yomim kodom atan Torah, and therefore l'achar shlosh yomim chutzterich lahatir lahem, you have to matter them, v'alfak avdom memeila mishtai etera, now shlosh yomim hu da'asa, even though he was a memeila shalom, because he was for 3 days, was told, v'arei avru, and it passed, hashminu and krah, we still need it, l'chol davar, hanes ha'beminyan, beminyan beis, and afa pisha kavuz man ladavar tzarich limno limnos pamacheres la'atiru kisha avar man. So it's not considered like a second time. Therefore, it's only been noach. Therefore, it's, you know, it's only become for yid. If that's really true, so then if that's really true, right? That let's say we say the Bnei Noach don't have to do bris mila and then have peruvu because all these things are for to teach us other ideas. We could just say that everything was repeated by Sinai only to teach us a new thing over here, and that was just to give us more. And therefore, Bnei Noach would actually would not be chayiv in any mitzvahs, right? Any mitzvahs at all. Rashi points out that all the shava mitzvahs. Therefore, like we said, the din is anything that was taught to Ben Noach and then repeated our Sinai is only for Ben Yisrael. But if it was taught to Ben Noach and not repeated, or was it necessary to be repeated to teach us to be repeated, but we need it for another reason, that is only for Yid, not for Goyim. Therefore, all the Shemitzes also should be for Goyim. Not for Goyim. So it's no, Al-Hach Gamar. Azhara medar umisnal ba lamali. Why was it necessary to return and repeat the warning about any of these isurim that we already said? Right? That is just teaches the new din over here. So when a warning was repeated by Sinai, then we can learn out that the sisar applies to both Ben Noach and to Ben Yisrael. Says Rashi, Lamedav Lemichtav Asara Ditu, Elish Maminolas, Hira Lebene Noach, Le Yisrael Asa. That's what it's coming for. The only example we have of something that was said and then repeated is Girana. Let me say it again, that was said and not repeated is Girana. But these two mitzvahs of Mila and Peruvu also were given to Bnei Noach and not repeated at Har Sinai, right? If they're not considered repeated at Har Sinai, because the new things, the new details, they should be considered examples of things that were given to Ben Noach and not repeated Har Sinai. Why are you saying that Gedas is the only one? It's Gemara, Hani Isni Lashum Milsa Ba'alma, Halo Isni Klal. Now, those are mentioned in order to go ahead to bring details out, but Gedas wasn't mentioned at all. It's the only one that was mentioned, Ben Noach, and not mentioned to any ever. You know, it wasn't mentioned at all by Sinai, and that's going to be examples only for the Yidden. Says Rashi, Hag the Gid, Hanasha lo istu klal, Mishum hachi lo chashiv lohu ba'adei. It's not considered for them. Umiyu hanach nami min ha'amuras l'bnei Noach, v'lo nishno b'sinai heim, uli Yisrael namru, v'lo l'bnei Noach, b'sinai ulalam. Okay. Says Gemara. If you want another answer, why is it that a Ben Noach is not chayiv in Bris Mila, Mila beikar la'Avram would become Yisrael le'Rachmana. Really, it was only for Avram Avinu when it said originally, and that is Avatov as Brisi Tishmor of Atov as Arecha Charecha Lidorasam. That Atov as Arecha in, that means that you and your children they're chayiv in the Shachrini lo, but other people are not. So therefore, Bnei Noach, other than Avram Avinu's kids, were never chayiv in Bris Mila in the first place. It was only Dafka for Avram and his children. Afrekta Gemara Elamiata Ben Yishmael Lechayvu. If that's true, then the Ben Yishmael should be Chayiv in Bris Mila even after the Torah is given, because Yishmael was the son of Avram Avinu. Oh, and for the Gemara, Kibi Yitzchak or Lechazara. No, Pasuk says that Yitzchak is when he called the Zerah of Avram Avinu. Bnei Esav Lechayvu. Okay, then Bnei Esav should also, because he was the son of Yitzchak. No, but Yitzchak, Velo Kol Yitzchak. Kibi Yitzchak, not all Yitzchak, which means there has to be something particular within Yitzchak. Maskel Verev Oshaya, Elamiata, Bnei Ketur Lo Lechayvu. If that's true, then the children of Keturah should not be chayev in Bris Mila. And after Yitzchak was born, Avram had six children that came from his wife Keturah. If only Yitzchak is considered the children of Avram, you know, Zera Yitzchak, then, right, if only Yitzchak is considered, because Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazera is going to be chayev, then these six kids wouldn't have to be chayev to do it. And it would come out that Avram did not give Bris Mila to all of his sons, right, during his lifetime. Remember for the Gemara, Ha'amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Vitim Rabbi Yossi B'chanina, Es Brisi Hefer. The post says, by covenant he has broken L'rabos B'nei Keturah, to include the kids of Keturah in the Chiyav. Right, this extra pasuk over here is going to be B'chayev Avin to get to all of his children, including those of Keturah. But the previous thing we learned out, that only the descendants of Yitzchak are going to be chayev in this type of thing, but not anyone else, including future generations from Bnei Keturah, they're not going to be chayev. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Adam Rishon Luter Lo Basar La'Achila. Adam Rishon, it wasn't mutter for him to have fleisch. What do you eat? Vegetables, fruits, right? D'chsev lechem yeh la'achla l'chol chayes ha'aretz. Because the pasuk says, I gave you the vegetation. It's for you for food and for all the animals. V'lo chayes ha'aretz lechem, but I'm not giving chayes ha'aretz to you. U'kshabo Noach v'hitter lehem, and when Noach came about, u'kshabo b'nei Noach, as cold like the air case, if I gave it to you, right? Just like he had permission to go and eat the vegetables. As cold, you would think maybe that there's no aver minachai. Right, we kind of lost that iser. Tamar lo mer achbas v'nafshe domel lo suchelo. The iser to eat b'ayver menachai was said by Adam Rishon, who wasn't allowed to eat it. But Adam read us also to eat any type of meat. So maybe when it was matter to eat the meat, v'ayver menachai also. Tamar lo mer achbas v'nafshe domel lo suchelo. Yochal after the shotsam, you thought maybe the place to shotsam also. They're not allowed a ayver menasheretz. Tamar lo mer ach. Right, ach is a miut. It's coming to exclude insects. So it says miut v'chol. Achin v'rakin miut, and all these are miut. In fact, in my Talmuda, how do we see that Dafka's talking about shratzim? I says, "Heichi mash with the shratzim amatim minei, tuma behema v'chayim amatim minei, v'lo shratzim." He was going to remind the behema v'chayim that you're allowed to have behema. Everyone achay from Mehemer Achaya and not Shratzim. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna said the pasuk that we brought over here. If you're Mechai, it says Dummo, Misha Dummo Chalik Mipsara. That means something, the Issa is going to apply to something whose blood is separate from its flesh. Yashu Tzotzim, Shein Dummo Chalik Mipsara. That's excluding the Shratzim, creepy crawlers, because their blood is not separate or distinct from their flesh. What does that mean? Says Rashi Kadosh, Amar Rav Huna Dummo, Hai Dummo Yeserahu. It's extra. The Havalei Lemichtav Basa Benafsha Lo Seichlo. Don't eat the Basa Benafsho. The Hai Noon. Bocha nefesh bo, al tochu es besaro. Hai benafsho dummo lomeli. Why do you have to say the word dummo? V'chilo yadano, the nefesh zeo adam. Did I not know nefesh is adam? El lomel chamish, adamu chaluk mi besaro, shadam kari nefesh, v'habasar basar, yotsu shratzim, she'in dam chaluk mi besaro, and she'in damim kari dam. Kishe huzru yisrael al adam, and there are huzru on dam, lo huzru al dam shratzim, yishum dam. Elim shum shratzim. Kibasar. In other words, the isser of eating the sherets is the same isser of eating the dam of the sherets. It's considered one entity over there. Halchi aminim bekrisus beperik dam dam shchita dam shratzim itirubo mishum sherets loke mishum dam ainu loke. Right, for sherets you've been offered because of dams. Therefore, you would have thought that. Rule over the fish of the sea. My love, achila. Does this mean that the fish were given to Adam Rishon in order to eat? Oh, because you said it's also to eat meat, but see, you can have it. Rule over it means you're going to eat it. This is going on, la, la malacha. It's given to them for malacha. What do you hire fish to work? And Gemara in Kidde Rachba, you learn this from Rachba. The boy Rachba, Rachba asks a question. It's a person, Rachba. Hinig be'iza b'shibuta mai. If someone leaves his wagon with a goat and a fish, a shibuta fish, what's going to be the din? Oh, so you see clearly from this question that it can be used for something like that. Rashi says, "V'shibuta kesha karin ledag shabayam." Let's say you attached to the fish your wagon that's on the your wagon. Lozbe abasha svasayam, right on the water. On the riverbank, it pulled it. Both of them are leading it. Mao lokem ishum manhig bekilayim alo. That's the question. Is it kilayim? Chorish b'shor v'chamor lav davka the koltrei mine nami asiri b'bavakama b'boshanak zapara. That's the question. If I go and I have two different animals, you shouldn't go ahead and have them pulling a thing together. Different speeds, different foods, different things. What about if it's one in the land, one in the sea? The fact that it was asked that, clearly this could be used for work. Toshima, you're telling me the muzalat of meat. Uba'ofa shabayim, he says to rule over the birds of the heavens. My love lachia isn't that to eat. It's like a little lachah. V'osipin melacha, tell me birds, chickens, or birds. They are benim alachaninu. Says we're in. Can the boy Rabbi Baruch Baruchun? In fact, he asked a question. Let's say dash ba avazim etanagolim Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. My, what's happened if threshed with geese and chickens? What's the law under Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? The fact that he asked the question must be that you see they can be used for work. That is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Right, that we hold that you're allowed to go ahead and okay. It's a whole Rashi brings down the whole case here that. I'll read inside. Ba'asuches apolim bav mitzia tzadiyaf on base. Tanan hosam. Ose biyadav aval lo beragla beragla vavalo biyadav hare zeh yochal. Right? This is talking about a person who's working the land. Can he eat the grapes that he's in the carom over there? Kedir siv. Kisavu bekarom yecha. Right? Be'bias po'al akasu bintaber. Be'yosar bi'huda omer. Eno ochel ad shiyasa biyadav beragla. So one opinion says, as long as he's working even with his legs or with his feet, then he gets to eat from the grapes while he's in the midst of working it. But we see, be'yosar bi'huda omer. Eno El ochel atchias abiyadav raglav. You got to do both. Become a bayile l'rabba dash ba'avazim. And we learn now from a shore that you can't lo sachsim shore b'disho. I'm sorry, you can't do kilayim with the two animals there. Come bayile dash ba'avazim. Let's say the dash. You're having these ducks or these geese or these chickens. Sheinlam el raglav. All they have is feet. Ma, what's it then? Mi avar alayim mishum lo sachsim shore. Olo yadav raglav inin kashore. It has arms and legs working it. Velekav here don't have it. Odelma kokochel kashore b'inin. Vayikah yav kokochel kashore. Ama b'nei melacha. In the bottom lines, we see there are b'nei melacha. Tosh must try again. Rechol chayis aromeses ala aretz. And rule over every living thing that creeps on the earth. And since this haromeses ala aretz, these creepy crawlers are not used to be worked. It must be they're able to eat them. So Gemara says, nope. Ahu lasui nachashudasa. That's coming to include a snake that's given to Adam to go ahead and to work. The tiny willing to the right, sir. Rishuma Manasi, Omer, Chaval al Shamash, Gadol Sheavad min Olam. Woe to the great servant that was lost from the world. Shel Malin is Kalel Nachash, because of the curse. If the snake didn't get cursed, then kol echad v'echad miyisrael hayu mizdamnin lo shnei nechashim tovim. Every yid would have two good snakes with him. Echad mishagro l'tzofim, echad mishagro l'darim. One he would send to the north and one to the south. L'havi lo sandalbonim tovim v'avonim tovus margolius. To go ahead and to get these very chashiva, precious gems. Right? In other words, says Rashi, right before it had to be punished to go on its tummy. We would have used a snake for our work to send out to get us great, great stuff. Then not only that, Elisham of Shilin with Suatachas of Novo, it would be impossible to attach a strap under its tail. And the snake would take out the dirt to his garden and to areas that got all ruined over there. So we see that indeed it's something which can be used in order to work. May, so it's not just to eat, but it's for work. It was also in that meat. May say, frak the Gemara, try again. Hoy Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Adam HaRishon. He said, Adam HaRishon, May say, began Eden Oya. He would chill, he was relaxing like Laila's kulanu mesubin, like lying back, the reclining. So he would go to recline over there and chill. And the malachim, they were roasting meat for him, and they were straining wine for him. Look at that. Hates his little nachash. The snake looked at him. He saw his arm, and he got all jealous over there about what was happening. Bottom line is, we see that indeed he was allowed to have meat. And for the Gemara, that's going to meat that came from Shamayim. Right? Didn't come from a living animal, therefore it's able to be eaten over there. Right, but there's not a lot of animals from the world. Me, kibasa yod mishamayim. Why is there food that comes to the heavens? In kalu bishum bechalavta ben chalavta have a kozib aracha. It was one time what happens. Thirty time bishum bechalavta is walking along the way. Pagu bohanach aryavasa mipum aryavasa havaka name laape. There was a group of lions that came to him and roared in his face. Prokyasa nach mipum aryavasa. Name lafutz is laachlo. Right, they wanted to come and they wanted to eat him. Amar hakfirim shoagim laterif ulevakesh mielachlam. Roar. Anyway, old song. So there was this lions that came, and they came and they roared. And he quote the pasuk, it says, the young lions roar after their prey. Nechisule tarti atmosa. Two pieces of meat, they fell. They fell from shamayim. Chada achlu v'chada shfakua. The lions ate one of them. And then, well, chada achlu v'chada shfakua. Ate them, and the other one... And one they left there. They ate one of them, and one they just left over there. One of these pieces of meat. I say ba'asa lebei midrashah. Shubachalafte brought it to the base midrash. Boy Allah, and he asked, "Davar tamei huzeh or davar tar? Is this tamei or tar?" Oh, Allah, they said, "Ain davar tamei yirvin shamayim." So how come shamayim? It clearly can't be tamei. So what do you see? The food can come shamayim, and that's where he was allowed to have meat. So the question, like, "Davar mirisha was a mutter for tamei meat?" Answers, "Yeah, it came from shamayim." What happened if the meat came in the dumus of a donkey? What would be the din? Right? Was it mutter to go and eat it? Says Rashi. Mi amar ha vade davar tamehu v'aser. We say this is something that's tamehu or not. Amale yarud nalla. That's a big insult. You don't want someone to say it to you. Rashi says, tanin shoita, which is a type of chicken, a bird, which is a foolish bird. So he says, foolish bird. Ha'amri le, ain't davar tamehu v'shamayim. We already said that nothing which is tamehu comes from shamayim. So what are you causing problems over with your questions? Zok the Gemara, another part was mentioned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, af ala kishuf. We know that B'nai Nochar is also to be involved with kishuf. My time with Rabbi Shimon, why, what is he talking about? The pasuk says, beep, turn the page. Samach Omer Aleph. Oh my goodness, my boy say. More than halfway through already, Sanhedrin. This is crazy. I mean, already for a couple of days, but anyway, mechsheifa lo sechaya. You can't let a mechsheifa, a sorcerer, a witch, live. Says Rashi, smuchin heim, beparshas, ve'ila ha-mishpatim. Next, it says, uksiv kol shochev ve'mehema mosyuma. And the animal is going to die. In fact, to bring these two together, it's kol she'eshel b'chal, kol she'eshel b'mehena. Anyone who's included in the rule of whoever lies with an animal is going to be die. Yeshel b'chal mechashif alosachaya is also included in the din of you're not, the sorcerer is not able to go and to live. And Ben Noach is also for them to be involved with an animal. Therefore, we learn not also he's involved, it's also for him to be involved in kishuf as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.